أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون السمع صدق الله العظيم. Completing the story of Dhulqarnain and the Ya'juj Ma'juj, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَتَرَقْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ, and on that day we will leave some of them, يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ, and they will surge over others like waves. We discussed this, that in the time of Hazrat Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when the opportunity is most appropriate in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, no one knows the exact time when all this will happen, but it will coincide with the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will cause the Ya'juj Ma'juj to break away from that barrier, and then they will come onto the surface of the earth, creating fitna. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور. After that, a while will pass, and then the trumpet will be blown, فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا, and then referring to the whole of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will gather all of mankind all together. Immaterial way, a person passed away, he will be brought onto the plains of Hashar, and he will be brought onto the plains of resurrection. Whether a person was burnt, or whether a person's body was mutilated, whatever the case may be, those ashes will be brought together, those pieces will be brought together, and all of mankind will be gathered on the day of Qiyamah, and then of course the reckoning will take place. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the conditions, especially of the disbelievers, that the disbelievers on that day, we will present to them a presentation on the day of Qiyamah over the fire of Jahannam. In other words, they will be brought to the fire of Jahannam. On other ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ. When they will be brought onto the fire of Jahannam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will show them the fire of Jahannam, they will see it. And when they see it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement will be made, that is this not the truth? Is this not what you have been promised throughout your entire life with regards to the fire of Jahannam? They will reply without doubt, taking qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the truth. Then they will realize that the truth has now prevailed, and there is no way that one can turn away from the reality of this. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the condition of these disbelievers. الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people upon whose eyes there was a veil, and a veil was put on their eyes so that they will not be able to see the truth. Now time and time again we have made mention of this fact, that this is not the action of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but rather a reaction of their attitude towards the haqq and the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from time to time via the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Even in the time of our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, the Quranic Sharif was revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. After Nabi alayhi salatu was salam's time, we will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left many signs. Signs in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when one becomes arrogant and one does not want to accept these signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat, after a while Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts this veil over their eyes. May Allah ta'ala save us from this. But this is a very severe punishment of Allah, that one does not see the truth, one does not see the reality. And then Allah says, an dhikri, from my remembrance, that now when that happens, they will see all this phenomena that takes place on the surface of this earth, but they will never remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And rather, besides not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will make kufr and deny Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعَا, and they could neither hear the truth, that when the truth was being called out, when they were called towards the truth, they could not hear this truth, and the result is that they will continue in their kufr, in their arrogance, and their disbelief of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on iman. And may Allah ta'ala always see the path of iman and hear the words of truth. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.